Hear from Adelaide Kipiro as she shares how having her identity firmly rooted in Christ helped her make tough business decisions and how God honored her faithfulness.
Welcome to Reframed. Join us as we explore the concept of redemptive business in our unique context on the African continent.
As I mapped out what this business would look like and how I would manifest my gifting in this world, I started visualizing and plotting and mapping, you know, what the name of my company would be, the service offering, the network, the clients, what I was going to do, why I was going to do it, who I was going to do it with. As soon as I mapped it, I just got so overwhelmed, you know, and the question came to my mind and said, who do you think you are? This is not something that you do. You are an employee. You work for people. You don't create. You don't establish a business. And I just, you know, there was a moment there where I just felt like just wanted to get back into my shell and just stop everything. And I actually walked away from the mapping. I went for a swim with my kids. And as I stepped away from the visualization, it was like a scripture came to me, a voice came to me. And it said, he anoints my head with oil, my cup overflows. And every time I would try to push through a business activity and I had any kind of doubt or any kind of thought in my head that says this is not my place in this world, I would recite the scripture. And especially because at the time I started my business, I had 800 rand and a laptop. And that was all I had in my skills. And so my cup was really low at that time. So it didn't feel like a cup that was overflowing. But constantly saying that, looking back now, even though in this physical world, I had such limited resources, my cup was always overflowing. Matthew 6 verse 33 is something that I constantly meditate on. Seek first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness, and these things will be added to you. When I started my business, it was like, you know, legal services, mediation, facilitation. The market is saturated with people that can offer this. What was going to be unique and different about the way I bring the service into the world? I really wanted to position this business for God. And even in the name, you know, when I chose my name, people were saying, what, yada, 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 like, yep, yep, yep. And they said, the name is not for you, Adelaide, the name is for your clients, it's for your market. And I thought, you know, but no, the name is not for my market, it's not for my clients, the name is for God. It's going to open up conversations about God, it's going to point back to God, and yada is actually Hebrew for to know, to be known, and to be respected. And it's amazing how just that name has opened up so much to point back to God. That's really what I seek first, is not profits, but really asking constantly, God, what is it that you want of me in this moment? And how can I better align to your will for my life? And how can I come in alignment and order with your will for me? I think another scripture that really anchors me in the work that I do is Jeremiah 17 verse 7 that says, she who trusts in the Lord is like a tree planted by the river, and her roots run deep, and it doesn't matter what season, she continues to bear fruit. You know, people talk about COVID now and the impacts of COVID. In the last 3 years, I've had many seasons of COVID in the last 3 years of my business. So last year wasn't the first for me of having a season where, you know, there's dry, there's a lack, but even in that seasons to continue to be fruit because my trust is in God. For me, what it means to have my identity in Christ is that I'm loved. That is the beginning and the end of my identity in Christ. And it's taken me a long while to get there because the world wants to put so many identities on me. You know, I'm colored, I'm a female, I'm historically disadvantaged. All of these markers the world is wanting to place on me. What does it mean for my business to have its identity in Christ? It means that, you know, I am the change that I want to see in this world. In this world and the journey in the last 3 years, it's been a tricky one. I responded to the challenges that I was faced with knowing that I have a faithful God that is going to supply all my need, that he has called me to this and he will equip me and he will provide. So knowing that, I could be the change that I wanted to see. And I could continue to push through those obstacles, knowing that, you know, I'm blessed, you know, and God's got my back. And it's taken a while, but eventually I pushed through. But in that time, I was still able to generate income. I was still able to share work with peers. My business is not dependent on circumstances or people or my context. My business is anchored on God, and God is my provision. I think when you're an in Christ business, that's what it means, that you come with integrity. You don't just do the work for the sake of doing the work. You do the work thinking about what is the value add and what is the cost to the citizens if you do work simply because you need to be paid at the end of the month. It's important for business leaders to have the identity in Christ, because the assumption is that that in Christ business has a mandate or a calling from God for its purpose. And you need somebody to lead that business who's also getting his or her identity from Christ and his or her messaging from Christ. You can only get that if you have a relationship with God. And I think the benefit that comes from having a business in Christ is that your full gifting can be released into this world, because you have that intimacy with God and you're constantly connected with God to manifest a vision that He's given in you and He has placed in you. And I think what I've experienced as an in Christ business leader is that, as tough as it was to kind of pioneer in this last 3 years, being connected to Christ and in moments where I've really, you know, made time to be with God and develop that intimacy with God, the things and the places He has taken me through, it doesn't reside in, you know, it couldn't come from this body. I'm more resourceful when I'm with God. I can do more when I'm with Him. I have access to so much more that is impossible just looking at my own resources, the things and the places that I've been and where the work has taken me. And I can honestly say that with God, your abilities, your gifting can just go so much further. So what encouragement can I give business leaders to integrate their faith in God in their work? There are so many examples in my own life that I've seen God at work. The one where I was a senior manager in government, earning really, you know, an amazing salary. I was asked to do something that I didn't believe was right. I was asked to sign off quite a large invoice, and there was no supporting evidence to that invoice. I was told by my senior managers, you know, that I'm not too worried, it's highly confidential and they've seen the work, so it's okay for me to sign off the invoice. And I said, well, then they should sign it, I won't sign it. They became quite adamant that I had to sign this invoice. And something just didn't sit right inside of me, and that was a moment for me where I had to decide, what am I going to do? Am I going to self-preserve and sign this invoice? Because nobody would have known any better. I could have easily said it was an instruction, but that was a moment where I had to really depend on God and His, you know, His faithfulness, and made the decision to resign from that job. Don't be afraid to take good decisions, decisions that point toward God, because He will never leave you hanging. You know, even in my business now, I've had to cut off certain collaborations because it was not serving the vision that I have for my business. And I thought, wow, if I cut off these relationships, or if I stop collaborating in this way, my access to the procurement network is like reduced to none. I chose to cut off the collaboration, and God has just shown me that my source is not from people, it's from Him. And He has created and opened up new networks for me that has taken me amazing places. And I think that's the importance of integrating your faith, always coming from that place of faith that, you know, God is your source. People and clients are your tap, but God is the source. He's the river. He will always provide for you. And I think that's my encouragement to you, is that we've got a faithful God. And if He calls you to something, He's going to provide everything that you need to live out that calling. And if I don't have that intimacy with God, you know, before I go into a meeting, I pray on the chairs, I pray for myself, I get up early, I spend my time with God. If I don't have that, I don't know how to do this work without the Holy Spirit.
We appreciate your feedback. Before we go, please share your thoughts on this podcast by leaving a review on the rating section. Remember to subscribe to the Reframed podcast channel and stay tuned for next week's episode.